from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
this is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. Indonesian foreign minister encourages Europe to realize two-state solution. 8 trucks arrive in Gaza, but no deliveries yet. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi in a meeting between OIC member states and European Union member states encouraged European countries so the two-state solution can be implemented. In a statement received on Tuesday in Jakarta, Minister Retno Marsudi encouraged the hastening of a permanent ceasefire in order to have smooth delivery of aid to Gaza.
Dalam kaitan ini kita semua harus berusaha.
In this regard, we must all try so that Israel can comply with the ICJ or International Court of Justice decision, including stopping Israel's military offensive in Rafah. Without this, the smooth delivery of humanitarian aid will not be possible.
Tidak akan dapat dilakukan.
Moreover, foreign minister also conveyed to European countries in order to continue to support the United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestine refugees in the Near East, because the agency's role is very important to prevent the humanitarian situation from getting worse. Then Minister Retno also stated the importance of recognition of Palestine and support for Palestinian membership in the United Nations. 3 years of knitting the nation, Wage Rudolf Supratman Foundation celebrated its third birthday in the Senayan area, Jakarta, on Monday. Daily chairman of the Wage Rudolf Supratman Foundation, Dario Turk, in his speech conveyed that in its journey over the past 3 years, Wage Rudolf Supratman Foundation has managed to collect 12 songs of W.R. Supratman, which has been performed in a concert entitled Launching the First Album of W.R. Supratman Songs at Sabta Pesona Building, Indonesian Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy in 2023.
Kami berhasil mengumpulkan 12 lagu Wage Rudolf Supratman.
We managed to collect 12 songs by Wage Rudolf Supratman, which were launched at the concert on Heroes Day on November 10th at the Sabta Pesona Building, Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy, in which our daughter Antea Putri Turk, as the great-great-granddaughter of the W.R. Supratman family, sang 12 W.R. Supratman songs.
Besides collecting the 12 songs, the Wage Rudolf Supratman Foundation will also introduce the songs to Generation Z through the Wage Rudolf Supratman Indonesian Unity Movement.
And we also managed to create the Wage Rudolf Supratman Indonesia Unity Movement, or GPIWRS, which will fight to socialize these songs to Generation Z, to elementary, middle, and high schools.
Moreover, with the collaboration between Antea Putri Turk and child rapper Daniel Abraham, as well as a more contemporary music packaging, it is hoped that W.R. Supratman's works will be more easily accepted by the younger generation, especially Generation Z. Next, we have Europe on screen, which is present for the 24th time in Indonesia. The 2024 European Film Festival will take place from June 7 to the 16, 2024 in 8 cities in Indonesia, namely Jakarta, Bandung, Denpasar, Malang, Medan, Sidoarjo, Surabaya, and Yogyakarta. In a special interview with Voice of Indonesia on Monday at the Institut Français-Indonésie Jakarta, after the festival press conference, European Union Ambassador to Indonesia, Dennis Chaibi, pointed out he saw how enthusiastic of the Indonesian people were about Europe on screen. According to Ambassador Chaibi, this European film event is important as cultural diplomacy.
Well, it is a key point. It's called cultural diplomacy, and it's about people meeting people. So we can only have good relations if our people communicate. So this movie festival, it's about people communicating to people and through that getting closer relations between European Union and Indonesia.
Moreover, Ambassador Dennis Chaibi conveyed that the European Screen 2024 features many female directors. For 10 days, 75 latest European films will be screened for free in 8 cities in Indonesia. In the 2024 European Film Festival, there are 3 countries showing their films for the first time, namely Cyprus, Lithuania, and Georgia, in addition to screening films from European countries. The last national news comes from Indonesia National Sports Committee, or KONI, established cooperation with national airline carrier Garuda Indonesia for air transportation for contingents during the 2024 Aceh North Sumatra National Sports Week, or PON. The 2024 Associated 2 Inc., the cooperation agreement at the GMF Aero Asia Hangar 2 in Cengkareng on Monday. The signing was carried out by KONI Chairman Marciano Norman and Garuda Indonesia President Director Irfan Setiaputra. Garuda Indonesia, according to him, can provide assistance in the ease of air transportation for the contingent. Now we move to the international news. More than 108 trucks managed to reach the Gaza Strip by Monday morning after an agreement to reroute aid through Kerem Shalom border crossing. But supplies have not been distributed amid an ongoing Israeli assault. As reported by ArabNews.com, deliveries are badly needed as little aid has reached southern Gaza since May 6, when Israel took control of the Palestinian side of the Rafah border crossing, about 3.5 kilometers from Kerem Shalom and the main entry point into Gaza for humanitarian and commercial supplies. 18 people, including a 12-year-old girl, are among those killed in a Russian strike that hit a large store in Kharkiv at the weekend, regional officials have said, making it the deadliest attack Ukraine has endured in several weeks. As reported by CNN.com, 5 people remain missing. Oleh Shinihubov, the head of Kharkiv Region Military Administration, said on Monday. 48 people were injured in the strike that hit the epicenter hypermarket shopping center building, while nearly 200 people were inside. We end the news with Prime Minister of Vietnam Pham Minh Chinh on Monday welcomed the World Bank's proposal on lending more than $11 billion to Vietnam over the next 5 years, focusing on large-scale information infrastructure, energy, and agriculture. As reported by VOVworld.vn, Prime Minister Chinh on Monday received in Hanoi Manuela Fefero, World Bank Vice President, who is on a working visit to Vietnam, and Mariam J. Sherman, World Bank Country Director for Vietnam, Laos, and Cambodia. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, today's commentary highlights Indonesia's tourism index in crisis. Indonesia's tourism sector improved continuously. After the COVID-19 pandemic that devastated all sectors of the Indonesian and world economy, the Indonesian tourism sector continuously grows to contribute more revenue. The Indonesian government has implemented various breakthroughs in the tourism sector, including providing infrastructure, expanding various forms of facilities, collaborating with the private sector, developing regulation and promotion in Indonesia and abroad, and prioritizing policies in supporting tourism, especially in building tourism destinations. These efforts have shown results with the increase in Indonesia's Tourism Performance Index, or Travel Tourism Development Index, to rank 22nd in the world above Belgium, New Zealand, and Turkey. This increase has exceeded the set target of being in 29th position. In May 2024, the World Economic Forum released the Tourism Performance Index. The index measures a range of factors and policies that enable the development of sustainable and resilient travel and tourism. According to the report, the United States took first place with a score of 5.24, followed by Spain 5.18, Japan 5.09, France 5.07, and Australia 5.00. Meanwhile, Indonesia ranks 22nd with a score of 4.46, up 10 places from 34th. The increase in the Indonesia Tourism Index shows that the growth of tourism industry is getting stronger and attracting both local and foreign tourists. The Indonesia Tourism Index is a benchmark used to evaluate the health and development of the tourism industry in Indonesia. It covers various factors such as the number of tourists, revenue from tourism, tourism infrastructure, and tourist satisfaction. An increase in the tourism index signifies growth and progress in Indonesia's tourism sector. The increase in Indonesia's tourism index certainly doesn't necessarily make Indonesia's tourism industry complacent. Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Sandiaga Uno said that there is still a lot of work to be done to well improve the tourism sector, including destination infrastructure and health and hygiene, the quality of human resources, and the availability of communication information networks, which are still minimal. The effort to improve the quality of the tourism sector are not only the task of the government. It takes hard work and cooperation among the government, the private sector, and the community so that Indonesia's tourism index can continue to increase and become a favorite tourism destination for foreign tourists. Well, listener, that's the commentary read by Ahmad Faisal.
Thank you.
listener, we begin today in history with the event of May 28, 1968, when Garuda Indonesia Flight 892 crashed. Garuda Indonesia Flight number 892 was an international flight from Jakarta to Amsterdam with stopovers in Singapore, Bangkok, Mumbai, Karachi, Cairo, and Rome. On 28 May 1968, this Convair 990A jet crashed after takeoff from Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj International Airport on a flight from Bombay to Karachi. The plane crashed in Bilalpada village near the town of Nala Sopara. The incident killed 29 people on board and one person on the ground. We move on to International Amnesty Day. Amnesty International Day is commemorated every 28 May. It aims to advocate and share understanding of human rights violations. Amnesty International Day encourages people of all different races, nationalities, and cultures to participate in the events that focus on human rights. We end today in history with the establishment of the Democratic Republic of Azerbaijan. The Democratic Republic of Azerbaijan was established on May 28, 1918, after the fall of the Russian Empire, which began with the Russian Revolution in 1917. Its independence was declared by the National Council of Azerbaijan in Tiflis. The Republic shares borders with Russia in the north, the Democratic Republic of Georgia in the northwest, the Democratic Republic of Armenia in the west, and the Persian Empire in the south. Under the Azerbaijan Democratic Republic, a system of government developed with an elected parliament based on partial, absolute, and proportional representation. This parliament is the highest level of state power and the minister in charge. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Perjalanan membawamu bertemu denganku, ku bertemu kamu. Sepertimu yang ku cari, konon aku juga seperti yang kau cari. Ku kira kita asam dan garam, dan kita bertemu di belanga. Kisah yang ternyata tak seindah itu. Kukira kita akan bersama, begitu banyak yang sama, latarmu dan latarku. Kukira takkan ada kendala, kukira ini kan mudah, kalau aku jadi kita. Kasih sayangmu membekas, redam kini sudah, pijar istimewa. Entah apa maksud dunia tentang ujung cerita kita tak bersama. Semoga rindu ini menghilang, konon katanya waktu sembuhkan. Akan adakah lagi yang sepertimu? Kukira kita akan bersama, begitu banyak yang sama, tanpa
daftarku. Kukira takkan ada kendala, kukira ini kan mudah, kau aku jadi kita. Kau melanjutkan perjalananmu, ku melanjutkan perjalananku. Kukira kita akan bersama, sama latarmu dan latarku. Kukira takkan ada kendala, kukira ini kan mudah, kau aku jadi kita. Kukira kita akan bersama.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia is on government to control 61% of Freeport Indonesia's shares. Indonesian President Joko Widodo said the government would shortly increase its shares in PT Freeport Indonesia to 61% from the current 51%. The president said with the additional shares, it is estimated that 70 to 80% of PT Freeport Indonesia's profits in royalties, corporate income tax, employee income tax, and export duties will go to the state treasury. When delivering remarks at the 2024-2029 Organization Board Inauguration of Ansor Youth Movement at Istora Senayan, Jakarta on Monday evening, President Joko Widodo reiterated that Freeport Indonesia no longer belongs to the United States, but already belongs to Indonesia.
Kalau kita berbicara Freeport, itu bukan milik Amerika lagi, tapi sudah menjadi milik negara kita.
If we talk about Freeport Indonesia, it does not belong to America anymore, but it already belongs to our country, Indonesia. It already belongs to us, and the takeover, let me open up a bit, is using money. Not using force, but using money. We took the money from America, we paid it to Freeport. In 4 years, it will be paid off, God willing. This year it will be paid off.
Ngambilnya dari Amerika. Kita bayar ke Freeport. Dalam 4 tahun pasti akan sudah lunas. Insyaallah tahun ini sudah lunas.
President Joko Widodo revealed that the process of taking over most of Freeport Indonesia's shares was carried out secretly by the Indonesian government, taking approximately 3.5 years. Furthermore, the president explained that the value of shares is now 4 times higher than when the government acquired the company because the world copper price has risen dramatically. He continued that Indonesia has gained profit after the takeover process. Moreover, he said that luck seemingly favored Indonesia because at that time Freeport was willing to release their shares due to the economic turmoil. The president stated that although some are worried that the effort to acquire Freeport will trigger upheaval in the Papua region, the government is determined to take over the mining company that has been operating in Indonesia for 50 years. President Joko Widodo added that the success of the Freeport Indonesia acquisition will be followed by the acquisition of Rokan Oil Block by the state-owned oil company Pertamina. The president said he will ensure that the Indonesian self-management is better than foreign management. In December 2018, Indonesia officially acquired PT Freeport Indonesia through the state-owned mining holding company PT Inalum Persero or Mine ID with an acquisition value of $3.85 billion. That was my Indonesia today.
Of Indonesia.
VOI listener, on May 19, Surabaya City Government, East Java, Indonesia, held the 2024 Rujak Ulek Festival at the Surabaya City Hall. This year, Rujak Ulek Festival carries the theme, The History of Rujak Cingur. The history of Rujak Cingur was chosen because the culinary specialty of the City of Heroes symbolizes a sense of togetherness, tolerance, unity, integrity, and mutual cooperation. At the festival, 731 portions of Rujak Ulek were served, which was adjusted to the number of Surabaya's 731st anniversary. In addition, there were 800 servings of Rujak Ulek served and distributed by 432 festival participants to thousands of visitors. Rujak is a popular dish in Indonesia. Not only in Indonesia actually, this dish made from mixture of various vegetables of fruits and and seasoned with spices or sauce is also popular in Malaysia and Singapore. There, this dish is better known as rojak. There are many types of this culinary in Indonesia, namely rujak petis, rujak cingur, rujak soto, and rujak ulek. Listener, rujak ulek is a type of salad where the sauce is made from petis or shrimp paste, peanuts, chili, and garlic. Everything is crushed and pulsed into one as a splash. Rujak ulek consists of two types, namely vegetables and fruit. Vegetable salad usually uses cucumber, bean sprout, scallion, rice cake, tofu, and tempeh bean cake. Meanwhile, fruit salad consists of fruit such as young mango, star fruit, papaya, cucumber, water guava, and bengkoang. The difference is that rujak ulek fruit has a sweeter sauce than rujak ulek vegetable because it uses more palm sugar. Although slightly different, both have a good taste. Well, listener, that's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia.
Tiba-tiba ku teringat dirinya dan semua cerita-cerita indah tentangku dan dia. Tiba-tiba dalam hati bertanya, sedang apa dan di mana dia? Masihkah dia menyimpan rasa? Rasa ini tiba-tiba ada setelah sekian lama kita berpisah. Atau mungkin memang masih ada rasa, semoga dia rasakan yang sama. Dalam hati bertanya, sedang apa dan di mana dia? Masihkah dia menyimpan rasa? Masihkah dia menyimpan rasa? Rasa ini tiba-tiba ada setelah sekian lama kita berpisah. Yang sama.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak an Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology. Today's topic is
Di bau-bau. Di bau-bau.
Which means in bau-bau. You will listen to a conversation about
why? Why?
Which means
mengapa? Mengapa?
Chris, a vlogger from Australia, was talking to a tenun or woven cloth crest woman in bau-bau. Chris asked why many women in bau-bau are very skilled in making tenun or woven cloth. Let's listen to their conversations.
Mengapa banyak perempuan di sini pandai menenun?
Menenun menjadi tradisi bagi perempuan Buton. Kami percaya menenun akan membawa kebaikan bagi keluarga.
Well, after listening to the conversations, I will introduce you to some vocabulary and expressions related to today's topic, why, which means
mengapa? Mengapa?
We will say it two times slowly and please repeat it after us.
Saya. Saya.
Which means I.
Mengapa. Mengapa.
Which means why.
Banyak. Banyak.
Which means many.
Perempuan. Perempuan.
Which means women.
Pandai. Pandai.
Which means to be skilled or good at.
Menenun. Menenun.
Which means weaving or making woven clothes.
Mengapa banyak perempuan di sini pandai menenun? Mengapa banyak perempuan di sini pandai menenun?
Which means why are many women here skilled in weaving?
Tradisi. Tradisi.
Which means tradition.
Percaya. Percaya.
Which means believe.
Membawa. Membawa.
Which means bring.
Kebaikan. Kebaikan.
Which means goodness.
Bagi. Bagi.
Which means for.
Keluarga. Keluarga.
Which means family. In this conversation, you hear the expression
mengapa banyak perempuan di sini pandai menenun? Mengapa banyak perempuan di sini pandai menenun?
Which means, why are many women here skilled in weaving? In the expression, there is the word
mengapa? Mengapa?
Which means why, is used to ask for the reason or explanations about something. The phrase
bagaimana ceritanya? Bagaimana ceritanya?
Is actually asking about the story behind something. Let's listen to another example of using
mengapa? Mengapa?
Which means why.
Mengapa masyarakat Buton gemar makan ikan? Mengapa masyarakat Buton gemar makan ikan?
Which means why do the people of Buton like to eat fish?
Mengapa harga kain tenun kamuhu mahal? Mengapa harga kain tenun kamuhu mahal?
Which means why is kamuhu tenun cloth expensive? Kamuhu is a woven cloth from Buton Island, Southeast Sulawesi. Kamuhu is an intangible cultural heritage from Indonesia. On the other hand, There are many variations of woven cloth across Indonesia, such as terfo from Papua, pandai sikek from West Sumatra, ulos from North Sumatra, and endek from Bali. Before we end today's Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's have another go with the conversation.
Mengapa banyak perempuan di sini pandai menenun?
Menenun menjadi tradisi bagi perempuan Buton. Kami percaya menenun akan membawa kebaikan bagi keluarga.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today about
Mengapa?
Which means why. We hope today's edition will be useful for you who want to know more about the Indonesian language. I'm Daniel and my colleague
Ranov.
Bye-bye.
Bisa luluhkan hatimu, dan aku tak bisa menyentuh cintamu. Seiring jejak kakiku bergetar, aku telah terpagut oleh cintamu. Menelusup hariku dengan harapan, namun kau masih terdiam membisu. Sepenuhnya aku ingin memelukmu, mendekap penuh harapan untuk mencintaimu. Setulusnya aku akan terus menunggu, menanti sebuah jawaban untuk memilikimu. Betapa pilunya rindu menusuk jiwaku, semoga kau tahu isi hatiku. Dan seiring waktu yang terus berputar, aku masih terhanyut dalam mimpiku. Sepenuhnya aku ingin memelukmu, mendekap penuh harapan
bisa luluhkan hatimu, dan aku tak bisa menyentuh cintamu.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, in today's music corner, I'm going to present a Malay song entitled Batik Riau by Aku Riau Junior. The song was composed by Benny Riau. Its lyrics tell about Riau Batik, which is described as having a wide variety of colors and patterns. Anyone who wears it will look beautiful and gorgeous. The song Batik Riau also invites people to maintain and preserve Riau arts and culture, one of which is Riau Batik. Well, listener, let's enjoy the Malay song Batik Riau by Aku Riau Junior. Enjoy!
Voice of Indonesia.
Sayang yang tak terhingga, kasih sayang sampaikan mati. Emak begitu berarti bagiku, tak ada duanya kasihmu. Ku berjanji padamu kan menjadi anak yang berbakti. Terima kasih.
Ayanda karani, si dan laguku hai Ana sebagai sahabatku nanti. Anakku Sazali Juwita, laguku jadikan berita menurut di gelap gulita, pemandu ke puncak bahagia. Jagamu wahai Sazali, anakku Sazali, dengarlah lagu yang ayanda karami, sifatkan lagu